Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world and how to live toxic free. It's Wednesday, March 26, 2014, and I'm here in Clearwater, Florida. And today we're going to be talking about what major retailers are doing or not doing to reduce toxic chemicals in the products that they sell. For the past year or so, there's been a campaign called Mind the Store that's being done by Safer Chemicals Healthy Families, and they've been asking the major retailers in America to remove certain toxic chemicals from the store shelves so that we don't have to be reading all the labels, that we can just know that those products are safe. And today I have a campaign director of this campaign here to tell us about what's going on. His name is Mike Shade from Safer Chemicals Healthy Families. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Deborah. Thanks for having me.
Now, Mike has been on before. Some of you might remember him. He was on for the Center for Environmental Health and Justice. Did I get all those words in the right order?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Actually, it was the Center for Health, Environment, and Justice.
Health, Environment, and Justice, right.
Yeah.
and he is now over at Safer Chemicals Healthy Families doing the Mind the Store campaign. Mike, tell us about the campaign.
Yeah, great. Well, thanks again for having me. It's always a pleasure to come on your show. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
So Safer Chemicals Healthy Families
is... the general idea of it, and then we'll talk about it in great detail.
Yeah, so we're a broad coalition of public health organizations, environmental organizations, advocates for people with learning and developmental disabilities, reproductive health advocates, and others that are united about our concern about toxic chemicals in our homes, schools, and places of work, and most importantly, the products we use every day. Products we bring in our homes, cosmetics, cleaning products, plastics, you name it. And, you know, in recent years, you know, some of the most effective ways that here in the United States have taken action to address chemicals of concern is through the actions of major corporations, huge Fortune 500 companies. So Safer Chemicals Healthy Families launched the Mind the Store campaign with the recognition that major retailers like Walmart, Target, and others really have the power and the moral responsibility to ensure that the products that they sell are safe and healthy and not toxic. So we launched the Mind the Store campaign to challenge major U.S. retailers, the top 10 retailers with the biggest market share, to get tough on toxic chemicals and to work with their suppliers and their vendors to eliminate the worst of the worst chemicals and the products that they sell, what we call the Hazardous 100 list of chemicals of high concern. And these are chemicals that are linked to cancer, birth defects, asthma, and other serious health problems that affect our communities across the country.
Thank you. So when... I had a question at the tip of my tongue, and now I forgot what it was. Okay, so you started out, I know that Washington Toxics Coalition did a report that showed where a lot of chemical hazards were in products. And why don't you start by telling us about that report? Because I think that wasn't that like the beginning of this campaign?
Yeah, so as you know, because unfortunately our federal chemical safety system is broken, many states have been forced to figure out how to deal with this challenge of dangerous chemicals in products and our environment. So in recent years, a number of states, most notably the states of California, Maine, and Washington, have passed pieces of legislation that begin to comprehensively address the problems of chemicals in the environment. So we're not just banning or restricting one chemical at a time. These states have passed more comprehensive approaches to chemical policy. So back in 2008, the state of Washington passed a landmark piece of legislation called the Children's Safe Products Act. And this was a law that requires manufacturers and retailers to disclose to the state of California whether products that they sell in the state of California contain chemicals of high concern for children.
Washington?
Yeah, this is the state of Washington. That's right.
Yeah, you said California. Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry, the state of Washington. Yep, and this was back in 2008. And so if you are a company that sells a product to the state of Washington, you need to report whether this product contains one of these 66 chemicals of high concern. This includes chemicals like formaldehyde, bisphenol A, phthalates, flame retardants, and, you know, many of the other well-known bad guys. And so in the past couple of years, companies have begun to report in accordance with this law, and we just co-published a report with our friends at the Washington Toxics Coalition, which found that, you know, as a result of this reporting law, companies are reporting chemicals of high concern in all sorts of consumer products. There were over 4,600 reports of toxic chemicals in children's products. For example, they found formaldehyde in children's tableware, and dangerous flame retardants in car seats and toys. And so this, you know, this just goes to show you how chemicals of high concern are widespread in products that we purchase in products for our children. And of course, many of these chemicals and products were being reported by major retailers such as Walmart and Target. So if you go to our friends at the Washington Toxics Coalition, their website, you can actually download this report, and that report is, the website is watoxics.org, watoxics.org, and, you know, I think it's important because this report just shows, you know, how widespread this problem is, and also how important it is for retailers to clean up their act and get tough on toxic chemicals and products that they sell, and also how, unfortunately, government regulation is, while the state of Washington is, you know, playing a significant leadership role in requiring disclosure of chemicals of concern, it's clear that Washington State can't go it alone, and we need other states, and we, most importantly, we need the federal government to act and to regulate dangerous chemicals and products, particularly those for children and infants.
Yes, yes, there are. I've been reporting to consumers for the past 30 plus years about the toxic chemicals I can identify in products and saying, here's some products that don't contain those chemicals. And so consumers can make those choices. And I would say that over the last 30 years that there definitely has been an increase in toxic-free products available for consumers to choose. But we also need to have at every level, at the retailer level, at the manufacturer level, at the government level, everybody needs to be saying, we need to get rid of these toxic chemicals. I mean, if you really think about it, they're the most dangerous thing in the world. It's like we're all trying to take vitamins and eat well and exercise and do all these things for our health, but there's so many toxic chemicals that we can't control. Because they're there at levels that we don't have any control over. And so everybody needs to say, at the level that I'm at, whether I'm a retailer or a manufacturer, a government employee or a consumer, each one of us needs to say, how can I reduce toxic chemicals where I am? So I think it's excellent that you're doing this. So when we come back, I want to ask you a question, but we're very close to the break, so I don't want you to get started. But when we come back, what we're going to talk about are the toxic chemicals, the hazardous 100, and what kinds of things that you can do. We're going to talk about what the top 10 retailers that are being targeted in this campaign and how they are responding or not, and all different kinds of things that you can do. If you want to go to the Mind the Store website, you can just go to saferchemicals.org, and right there on their homepage, there's a little button that says Mind the Store. You can just click on that, and it'll take you to all the different information that's coming up. We're almost there. I watched the clock. We just have to go with the break. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and my guest today is Mike Shade. He's the Mind the Star Campaign Director at Safer Chemical Healthy Families, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and my guest today is Mike Shade.
He's the campaign director of Mind the Store at Safer Chemicals Healthy Families, and their website is saferchemicals.org. Mike, now this whole thing is based on a list you call the Hazardous 100 Plus, which is the list of chemicals that you've given to these retailers where you're saying we don't want these chemicals in the products on store shelves. So can you tell us how the Hazardous 100 chemical list was developed?
Yeah, thank you. I'd be happy to. So, we developed this list for a couple of different reasons and in a couple of different ways. One of the key reasons we developed this list is because over the past 10 years, manufacturers and retailers have gone about addressing chemicals of concern in almost like a whack-a-mole fashion where they, you know, will restrict or ban one chemical and then a few months later another one is in the media. And, you know, this has been effective to a certain extent in getting, for example, BPA out of baby bottles and lead out of kids' toys and phthalates out of baby products. But, you know, it really failed to address chemicals of concern in a more comprehensive fashion, which is, you know, if you look at the scope of the problem with over 85,000 chemicals on the market, we really needed to begin addressing chemicals in a more systematic and widespread approach. So we developed the Hazardous 100 list as a way to give retailers and manufacturers a starting place to work from. It represents a small subset of inherently hazardous chemicals of concern to which people, the children, pregnant women, families are regularly being exposed to. We developed this list by looking at different authoritative government agencies across the country and across the world, and what have they identified as chemicals of high concern. As we mentioned earlier, states have really been at the forefront of regulating and addressing dangerous chemicals and products. And over the past 5 or 10 years, a number of states have developed a list of chemicals of concern. The states of California, Washington, Maine, Minnesota, the US EPA has developed priority substances that they're concerned about. And in Europe, there's a law called REACH where they've identified chemicals of high concern that are subject to eventual regulation and phase out. So basically what we did is we combined all of these different lists together, these different state, federal, and international lists, and then we looked at where are chemicals commonly found on these lists. So if a chemical shows up on at least two of these lists, we added them to the Hazardous 100 list. Uh-huh. And then we also added some additional chemicals that perhaps a government agency hasn't identified yet, but we know are problematic. For example, perfluorinated chemicals, which are used in Teflon, for example. So that's how we came up with this list, and what we're doing is we're encouraging retailers and manufacturers to work with their suppliers to eliminate the Hazardous 100 list of chemicals of high concern. And if you go to our website at saferchemicals.org, you can download and check out the list and see examples of some of the chemicals that are on that list.
I think it's a great list. When we did a show on this before last year, I downloaded the list and I've been looking at the list and considering what I can do from my viewpoint as a consumer advocate to be identifying safer alternatives to those chemicals. One of the things that I came up with, I mean, I'm not quite sure. First of all, this is the place to start. I remember when many, many years ago when I was looking at, like, how could I reduce my own personal exposure to toxic chemicals, the first thing that I did was to try to identify what the toxic chemicals were that I wanted to not be exposed to. And at that time, I've said this many times on the show, at that time I identified 40 chemicals. But that was way back in, what was it, 1982. And we didn't have all the information that we have today about what are the toxic chemicals. But I identified 40, and I did a really good job of finding where those 40 chemicals were and finding alternatives. But, you know, I also say that it seemed to me that what I learned over the years was that if you just kind of jump out of the chemical way of doing things, for example, instead of eating industrial food, eating organic food, that you just, you're not just eliminating one of those toxic chemicals, you're eliminating a whole set of them. And so I'm always looking for how can we jump to what is the non-toxic thing to do? You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, thankfully, there are, you know, simple steps that we can take as consumers to significantly reduce our exposure to chemicals of concern. So like you said, there are things you can do, like, for example, you know, eating local food that you buy, say, at the farmer's market or, you know, from our local grocer instead of buying, you know, pesticide-laden food. So, yeah, there's definitely things that you can do. And actually, on our website, we actually have a list of top tips you can do to keep toxic chemicals at bay. So it's true that as, you know, consumers, we can definitely take action. But on the other hand, we can't just shop our way out of this problem. We really need retailers and manufacturers to step up, and we also need the government to step up and do their job and, you know, restrict and eliminate chemicals when we know that they're linked to cancer and birth defects and other serious health problems, especially when we know that there are safer alternatives available.
I totally agree. So why is it then that that retailers aren't just saying, well, for example, we could eliminate a lot of pesticides if we offer organic food? I know some retailers are doing that, but why aren't they just saying, well, okay, let's just jump on the bandwagon and do this? Because there are the alternatives are there. It's not like each retailer needs to go through and say, how can I eliminate each one of these 100 chemicals? There already are products that they could have on their shelves, and they aren't there.
Yeah, well, the good news is that retailers are beginning to wake up and take action. So just this past year, both Target and Walmart have actually taken pretty significant steps to begin to address toxic chemicals. Both Walmart and Target announced their chemical policies this past fall, and just a couple weeks ago, Walmart actually announced a pretty significant update
to
their chemicals policy.
And I want to hear all about that after the break. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Mike Shade. He's the campaign director of Mind the Store campaign at Safer Chemicals Healthy Families. That's saferchemicals.org, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Mike Shade. He's the campaign director at Safer Chemicals Healthy Families for their Mind the Store campaign. Mike, so what are the 10 retailers that you've approached?
Yeah, no, so we're encouraging the top 10 retailers with the biggest market share to take action. So there's a Walmart, Kroger, Target, Walgreens, Costco, Home Depot, CVS, Lowe's, Best Buy, and Safeway. And these are, you know, retailers that sell all sorts of products that often contain chemicals of high concern, whether it's in food packaging or whether it's in children's toys or even in building materials that we bring into our homes and schools.
Well, I've been to a lot of these stores, not Kroger's, because they're local to a certain area of the country, and they don't have them here or in California where I used to live. But let's see, the other ones on the list, we have CVS here in Florida, Lowe's, Best Buy, Safeway, they have in California where I used to live, but not here in Florida. But I would say that out of this list of places, I mean, some of these I shop and I find things that aren't toxic. There's some of these that I think have more awareness than others. And I would actually say that Target is one where I can find a lot of things that don't have toxic chemicals. There are still a lot of things with toxic chemicals, but Target is a place. Costco, particularly, I buy actually a lot of the organic food that I eat. I buy at Costco because they have things like organic chicken that cost half as much, the same brand. It costs half as much as Costco as it does at my natural food store. And they have a lot of organic food, you know, things like rice and you know, staple foods, not fresh produce, but staple foods that are organic. And Home Depot has a lot of non-toxic building products, but Lowe's has even more. If I want to find something like a less toxic wood finish, I go to Lowe's. And so some of these, I think, are already on the right track, but I think that all of them need to improve. So so before the break, you said that Walmart just changed their policy. So what are they doing now?
Yeah, so different retailers are, you know, are at different stages. And surprisingly, Walmart is actually arguably, in addition to Target, Walmart and Target are really leading the charge in developing comprehensive mm-hmm. chemical policies. Walmart is doing a number of interesting things. One, on disclosure, they're actually requiring their suppliers to fully disclose chemical ingredients in products. Not all the products, but certain products, cosmetics, cleaning products, baby products, pet toys, and some other product areas. And they're going to require that companies disclose chemical ingredients online as of January 15th.
Wow. Oh, my God.
January 2015, yep. And then beginning January 2018, if the companies still sell products that contain what Walmart describes as priority chemicals of concern, companies will be required to put those ingredients on the product label. And this is huge because, as you know, Walmart is the biggest retailer in the world. Yes. And, you know, companies are probably not going to want to have to publicly disclose whether they sell, say, for example, a baby bottle or, you know, shampoo for your child if it contains a chemical that's known to cause cancer or other serious health problems. So this really provides a huge incentive for manufacturers, suppliers that sell to Walmart to eliminate chemicals of concern. So they're doing a lot of really great things on disclosure. They initially developed a list of 10 high-priority chemicals of concern, and they recently expanded that. They've developed a much broader list of chemicals of concern, which literally includes thousands of substances, chemicals linked to cancer and birth defects. It literally, and it includes every single one of the chemicals on our hazardous 100 list and much, much more, which is pretty interesting. So if you sell to Walmart, you're not only being encouraged to disclose whether your products contain these chemicals, but Walmart is calling on their suppliers to reduce, eliminate, and restrict these chemicals, and then also to not just move from one bad actor chemical to another, but to try to ensure that substitutes are actually safe. So they're encouraging their suppliers to get off what we call the toxic treadmill and to really assess the safety of alternative ingredients, which is pretty significant. And in their expanded guide, which they just published a couple weeks ago, they are calling on their suppliers to embrace concepts of informed substitution and alternatives assessment, which basically means that if you're gonna replace one hazardous chemical, you want to make sure that you're not replacing it with another that also has a similar hazard profile. So this is all really exciting stuff, especially given the sheer magnitude and market impact that a big retailer like Walmart has. And the good news is they're also going to be publicly reporting on their progress in doing so, and they're going to be tracking how their suppliers and vendors actually meet this new policy. They're going to look at, how many suppliers contain or sell products that contain these chemicals. They're going to look at reduction of chemicals over time. They're going to look at sales volume, weight volume. So it's really quite significant. And so this really has the potential to seriously send shockwaves through global supply chains and to really provide a major incentive for big brands to eliminate dangerous chemicals that are commonly found in products and store shelves.
All I can say is, wow. Wow.
Yeah, that was my first reaction as well. It's
wow.
Pretty amazing. I mean, because, Walmart is not typically a retailer you expect to be leading a charge on an issue like this, but they're actually doing some pretty significant things. And, of course, there's room for improvement, and there's things that they're not doing that we'd like them to do, but we think that this is a really major step in the right direction, and we're hopeful that, Walmart will continue to improve this policy over time, and we're also hopeful that other retailers will now join them in taking action because, Walmart can't go it alone, and we need other retailers to join the bandwagon and get tough on toxics.
Well, I agree. They all need to band together, and it would actually be great if they would, if all your 10 retailers would get together and say, we're all going to have the same policy. We're all going to, like, get a policy that is as good as possible, and that they'll all apply it so that no matter where a manufacturer goes, all the retailers will say, no, you have to meet this policy. And
absolutely, yeah. And it's not just Walmart. I mean, as I mentioned earlier, Target has also announced a pretty significant chemicals policy. They announced that this fall, and their policy is similar to Walmart in many ways, in that they're requiring suppliers to disclose chemicals of concern through an online database. They've also identified a list of over 1,000 substances of concern. I don't think their list is as big as Walmart's, but it is very significant. And they're going to be tracking how suppliers follow this policy, because they're requiring disclosure online through a system called the Good Guide.
Wow. We'll be right back after the break. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Mike Shade. He's the campaign director of Mind the Store campaign at Safer Chemicals Healthy Families, which is at saferchemicals.org, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Mike Shade. He's the campaign director of the Mind the Store campaign at Safer Chemicals Healthy Families, and that's saferchemicals.org. And just right on that homepage, you can look for the Mind the Store campaign image, the little button, and you can just click right there and find out more about all the things that we're talking about. Mike, is there any plans by Walmart or Target in their plan to somehow identify products that have been reviewed for toxicity so that they can, consumers can identify those products on the shelves, like shelf talkers or stickers on the product or something like that? How will consumers know which ones pass?
Yeah, I know, that's a really good question. Well, both Walmart and Target are pushing their suppliers on disclosure and transparency, which we think is a huge issue because, you know, when you go shopping, oftentimes products are not labeled for, you know, whether they contain chemicals of concern. So Target's program is really an incentive program. So they're going to be ranking their suppliers on a number of different issues, and transparency is a big one for Target. So if a supplier discloses chemicals of concern online or on the product label, Target will give more preferential treatment to suppliers that that are being transparent about chemicals of concern in their products. And to a certain extent, Walmart is going a little bit further in that they're providing a clear time frame for transparency. So as I mentioned before, by January 2015, Walmart is requiring suppliers to disclose chemicals of high concern on company websites. So if you go and, you know, wanted to find out if a, you know, certain product made by Procter & Gamble or SC Johnson or whoever contains, you know, X or Y chemical, you can go to that company website and find that out. And then by January 2018, which, you know, seems far away, but, you know, as we know, time flies, and it's really not that long from now.
Well, it's better then, January 2018 than never.
Totally. Absolutely, yeah, because, I mean, this issue is not going away anytime soon, unfortunately. So by 2018, if a company still sells a product to Walmart and it contains a chemical of high concern, which again, or a chemical of concern, which again includes thousands of substances, then that company will be required to label the product on store shelves. And I think
so,
this is particularly significant.
The company will be required to label the product that it contains hazardous chemicals?
Yeah, and it's not entirely clear in terms of what that label will look like. But the thing that I think is particularly notable about this is if you're a manufacturer, you probably don't want to have to create a different label for, you know, just Walmart. You know, it's probably likely that if you're going to change the packaging of your product, you would change it for all of your suppliers. So we are hopeful this will have a huge major spiraling effect, you know, across brands, you know, throughout global supply chains, you know, not just in the U.S., but internationally as well. It's not enough, but it sure as heck is a step in the right direction. And I think what's particularly significant about this Walmart announcement is They're also focusing on fragrance, which, as I'm sure you well know, is a huge issue for cleaning products and for cosmetics products, because that's often where, you know, nasty substances are found. You know, chemicals like phthalates are often found in fragrances, and most fragrances are usually never labeled. And so the fact that they're pushing the envelope on disclosure, and especially for fragrances, I think hopefully that'll have big ripple effects through global supply chains. But the question is, will their suppliers listen? So, you know, I think that's a question that we're going to be paying very close attention to in the years to come, because we want to make sure that their suppliers and vendors are actually complying with their policy, as well as Target's new policy. And at the same time, we're going to be working really hard to get other retailers, like Walgreens, for example, to join them in taking action on dangerous chemicals in their supply chains.
Well, so I think what you're saying is that by 2018, Walmart will still be selling toxic products, but they have to be clearly labeled, and that there are toxic chemicals in them, and what those toxic chemicals are, which is a big improvement over what we have now.
Yeah.
But this is where consumers can then say, well, now we can clearly identify there's a toxic chemical in there and not buy it. And what will happen is, if consumers who shop at Walmart don't buy those products, you can be sure that Walmart will take them off the shelf if they are not purchased.
Yeah, and again, they're not only requiring disclosure, but they're also encouraging their suppliers to reduce, restrict, and eliminate priority chemicals of concern. So there's really a strong incentive for manufacturers and vendors to not only disclose chemical ingredients, but more importantly, to eliminate them. Because if you're a manufacturer, like I said before, you know, you probably don't want to have to put a label on your, bath bib or whatever it is, saying that, you know, this contains a chemical linked to asthma and birth defects. That's the last thing that any brand would want to do, because they know that consumers would, you know, that would provide an incentive for a parent, a mom, to not buy that product for their child, for their baby.
But, you know, we already have a labeling system, you know, where people, especially on cleaning products, have to put warning labels and pesticides and paint and things like that, where they're very toxic products. And yet people are just buying them anyway. And they don't even look at those danger signals. And so you would think that it would be a deterrent if those kinds of warnings were required on the label, but we already have them and people aren't deterred. They still make them. They still sell them at retail stores, and consumers still buy them. So I think that there needs to be a lot of education as well. I think that still, despite 30 years of my writing books and speaking out on this subject and all of your work, there are still consumers who don't know there's a problem. Hello? Hello.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. It's really important for consumers to take action on this issue. So, you know, we encourage, you know, if you're a consumer and you're out shopping, you should speak to the store manager. If you're at a retailer, if you're at Best Buy or Walgreens or any other major retailer that has not begun to take action, speak with the store manager and let them know that this is an issue that you're concerned about. You're concerned about the fact that their store likely still sells many products that contain chemicals that are harmful for children, that are harmful for pregnant women, that are harmful for women of vulnerable age. You could actually even go to our website at mindthestore.org or saferchemicals.org and actually send a quick email to retailers and tell them that you'd like them to take action to get dangerous chemicals out of their products. Another thing you can do is to plan a retailer rendezvous. Get together with a bunch of your friends. We actually have a toolkit on our website you can download, and go to the retailer together with some of your friends and family, and put together a little event. And then finally,
tell us more about the retailer rendezvous.
Oh, sure.
About how that goes. Maybe some people listening will want to do that.
Yeah. No, the retailer rendezvous is a really fun way for folks to take action. You know, the idea is that we want to get retailers to, come up with policies to take action on toxic chemicals. So the first way to plan a retailer rendezvous is to send an email to your friends and ask them if they'd be interested in joining you to visit your local big box retailer, Walgreens or Best Buy or whoever it is. Come to, you know, figure out a date and time that'd be convenient for all of you guys to get together. You can go to our website and print off sample copies of letters that we've sent to retailers and figure out, you know, when and where you guys would want to meet, and then set up a time to meet with the store manager and have a conversation with them about why, as a consumer, why, as a parent, you're concerned about this issue. Because we think that store managers really have a unique place of power, and what we're doing is trying to get store managers to relay a message to their regional managers and corporate headquarters that this is an issue that customers are asking them about. And we actually have a whole toolkit on our website. If you go to mindthestore.org and you click on the Take Action button, you can download a simple 5-page retailer rendezvous toolkit, which has information on how to plan one of these events. I've done one myself. We've had some of our blogger friends, some of our green blogger friends do them over time. And you can actually, we have talking points in the retailer rendezvous toolkit. We have frequently asked questions. So we make it really simple and easy to do this. And like I said, it could be really, really effective because, you know, oftentimes retailers will listen to the sorts of questions or comments that they hear from their customers. Yes. So this can be a really effective way to convey your message that you know, we want retailers to take action and get tough on toxics. And, you know, especially if you could go to one of the retailers that has not taken action yet, like a Best Buy or a Walgreens, that could be particularly effective. Because since Walmart and Target are beginning to take action, we'd like to see other competing retailers like Best Buy and Walgreens to join them and to mind the store and to develop a plan to eliminate harmful chemicals in their products. So Walgreens, for example, they're the largest drugstore chain in the country, and they are unfortunately falling behind. They're lagging behind Target and other retailers. So we're hopeful that this year, we're hopeful that Walgreens will join Target, Walmart, and others to get tough on toxics. And
Mike, I'm sorry to interrupt you. There's so much we could talk about, but we're coming to the end of the show, and pretty soon the music's going to come on and cut you off. So thank you so much for being with me today. So much great information. And again, the website is saferchemicals.org. You've been listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad.